Okay, right. So, building on what Terry's bringing to us about what does it look like to be people of the presence, there's been some things that we've been exploring recently. The other Sunday, John talked about the presence of God coming as the roar of the Holy Ghost. So we've been thinking about what is that contending with the Spirit and what can it look like? And so I've got a few illustrations that I'm going to use, and then we're going to actually have something to practice on. And so how do we hear it? How do we work in partnership with the roar? And what could it end up looking like? So the first illustration that I've got, because God talked to me in imagery and movie clips, so that's all I've got really for you. It's not auto playing. Can you play both at once? You can't, can you? So it should auto play if you just. Can you just click ahead? Hey, there we go. So this is Paul, a rolling Peloton kind of thing. So the idea is that to conserve energy, that you've got two lanes, one that's going slower, the other one's going faster, and they keep spreading around and keep moving. And the idea that I feel God was talking to me about in terms of this is it's about catching the flow, that one may lead out when we recognize that we've come to the front of the line. But there's a teamwork of preferring one another, believing that each one of us could have something to lead out in any point, and there's a beautiful synchronization when it's working. And the focus isn't who's at the front, but it's are we traveling together? Are we going where we need to go? And this is something that I think God's talking to us in terms of corporate prayer. Who has caught what God's saying, and now how do we come in behind that and respond to what's saying? I think it's also relevant in terms of corporate worship. What if when Mike's on the drums, he leads out in something? How do we catch that, respond to that, and keep the journey moving together? And so it's not getting caught up in the familiarity of the individual, but it's like, what is God saying in that person? It doesn't autoplay for me. There you go, Mark. We got a sound on this.
The fortress is taken.
It is over.
You said this fortress would never fall while your men defend it. They still defend it. They have died defending it.
I'm breaking in!
No other way for the women and children to get out of the caves. Is there no other way?
There is one passage. It leads into the mountains. But they will not get far. The Uruk-hai are too many.
Send word for the women and children to make for the mountain pass and barricade the entrance.
So much death. What can men do against such reckless hate?
Ride out with me. Ride out and meet them.
For death and glory.
For Rohan. For your people.
The sun is rising.
Look to my coming at first light on the fifth day. At dawn, look to the east.
Yes. Yes.
The horn of Helm Hammerhand shall sound in the deep.
one last time. Yes!
Let this be the hour when we draw swords together.
Fell deeds awake.
Now for wrath, now for ruin, and the red dawn!
Stands alone. Not alone.
Go hit him!
Could watch that all day, couldn't we? So in that clip, you've got the king and Aragorn. Aragorn's the guy with the long black hair. They make an agreement to ride out in what seems to be certain death. The odds are stacked against them, but they'd rather die than make a pact with the enemy. But the thing that stood out to me was, at that point in time, the king had lost his hope, and he'd sat down, and he was effectively defeated. Aragorn caught something. He had the roar of the Holy Ghost in him, but yet he recognized he didn't have the authority to command the people. So his way of leading was to encourage and bring something to the leader. And you see how he responded to that. He caught it, and something rose up in him. Now, sometimes you might find yourself in the king's position where you've got the authority, but not the voice, not the roar. Or you might find yourself in the king's position, sorry, in the Aragorn's position, where you've got the sense of what it is, but yet you're not got the permission to implement it. And it's, how do we hear each other? Just in the same way as that rolling peloton worked, that I can let someone else bring something at this point in time that I need. And when I've been the king, I find the Aragorn character so annoying, because I want to bathe in my disappointment at that point in time. Or times where I've been the Aragorn character, I was like, can't you see? We've still got a fight left here. And it's, how do we hear each other, or more importantly, hear what God is saying through the other people? One of the examples I had for this, I'd led a youth weekend, or a youth day away years back, and I had all these dreams of what it was going to look like, and it didn't look like any of that. And I was so disheartened and disappointed. And someone had asked me how was it, and I told them about it. Then Jeremy, who was one of my leaders at the time, I overheard him telling someone about the day away. I thought, wow, I'm going to swap my narrative for his narrative, because he's seen something that I didn't see. And even though I feel very justified in my disappointment, I prefer his position feels righter than mine. And that's a choice that we have in that point in time. Okay, next clip. Mark, I'll let you do it, because I don't want to do it. This is the rebellious Americans.
Thank you.
Thank goodness for Mel Gibson. He's got something against us. He plays the Scottish against us. He plays the Americans against us. Are we seeing where the flag is? Do we have to actually stop in a retreat and turn around and push back forward again? And how do we hear that? How do we receive that? Similar to that other thing. And I've not got time for the last one, but this again is in Lord of the Rings, and this is one of the final battle big charges. And in the build-up to this, you see the terror that a character is feeling at the thought of getting ready to go. And even though there's only one person that's right at the lead of this, no one else is a passenger. No one else is just going for a little jolly. They are all imagining in a few seconds when they will make their own contact with the enemy. And so there's a coming under authority, but with absolute expectation of, I'm in this for the battle. I'm not just coming in just for the sake of it. And I think that's the attitude that God's calling us to have as part of this new working out, the roar of the Spirit, the presence of God, is sometimes it will. This is kind of the outworking in terms of conflict and contending. And I think God's saying any time someone is leading, that there is a coming behind that person, knowing that at any point we could be taking the next part of the lead or bringing the next piece of the puzzle. But when we're behind, we are behind fully and completely engaged. So those are some things I think God's saying to us, and that you're going to hear more about that when John speaks later. Now, I want to now give you a very practical opportunity to express this. Now, some of you are already aware, but as some would not be, that since the summer, John has been experiencing a decline in the strength in his arms. And so he's had a number of tests that have ruled out some more of the sinister conditions, but at the moment the doctors haven't been able to offer any solutions. Meanwhile, his condition continues to become more and more inhibiting. And so a number of people have got together to be praying for breakthrough. And there's a sense that this isn't just about a physical thing, this is representing a spiritual thing as well. And so some of the different things that have come up when we've been praying, first of all, is that we don't just see John as just as our brother, but he is the person that God has elected to lead us as a people. And therefore, he's the authority of this body. So an attack on him is an attack on this body and what God has called this body to achieve. And so there's a sense of taking this personally for all of us. There's another word about Moses' arms in Exodus 17. That whenever he held his arms up, Joshua down in the valley was victorious. Whenever his arms fell, the enemy started to beat up on Joshua. And so his elders came around him to hold up his arms. And so that's another word that we've had. Also from the story of David and Goliath, David was confident that Goliath would fall just as easily as the lions and the bears have done. He didn't see a difference. And God's saying that John and Dawn and us as a community have been through worse than this. Even though this looks unresolvable or it looks complicated, it's no worse than anything we've been through previously, that we have seen God rightfully bring us out the other side through victoriously. The other thing with David and Goliath was he picked up his stones. He selected his stones, and we think there's something significant about that. What are our stones for doing this battle? So we don't know the answer to that. That's just one of the questions that we asked. And the final thing with David and Goliath was he responded to the attempts to intimidate him with his own retorts. So how do we take this thing and we speak to it like it should be spoken to? Another thing that came up was joy. The joy of the Lord will be our strength. And we're believing that despite the circumstances that John and Dawn are facing, their household will be a place of joy. And they will be able to remark to each other, how is it that we can feel such joy in spite of all that's going on? We believe that God wants to do battle and teach us how to battle through this. We've already seen it with the Miles Miles' story. I think God is teaching us how to battle, how to contend, and it's going to form part of our DNA going forward. But another word is that we are called to be more than conquerors. You think, well, what more is there than conquering? Well, you can win a battle than not actually do anything with the ground that you've won. And so the greatest empires, they take possession, they occupy, they cultivate, they change the culture of the land that they've taken. And so we believe this isn't just about John's healing, but there's lots of stuff that God wants us to dominate coming out of this. And some of the things that we've thought about, well, what are the things we've been praying for? Salvation, lost generation, long-term sickness. There'd be a new vigor amongst us. And just like when Goliath fell, not only did they chase the Philistines out of their territory, they chased them right back into the Philistines' territory. That from an attempt of the enemy to attack, we are going to see a great advance out of it. We believe that God's calling us to be consistent in our prayer, whether or not we're seeing immediate change. In Revelations, it talks about the bowl which represents the prayers of all the saints. Well, there's a sense of, let's keep filling the bowl. It's a drip, drip prayer. And have we got the stamina for what God's called us to? Well, we do. God's put it in us. And so we want to be praying consistently and regularly, banging the arrows and chipping away. We don't want to lose heart or lose focus or be intimidated by any information that contradicts what we believe God's saying. And we want to respond to the roar of the Holy Ghost. So that we want to be the army that is responsive to what he's saying. Where's the flag moving now? That's where we need to be going. It says in Psalm 110, your troops will be willing on your day of battle. Well, I believe God is calling a day of battle. Are you willing? Are you engaging? Are you going to be part of this? Another thing that we're thinking about is there something about this being a time for clarity of John, to know what he has strengths for? What is the particular thing that he's calling John to? And that could be an adjustment for that as well. So there's a lot of different things that we're feeling, but I think God's going to give us, even today, a clarity of the roar that we're going to know this is what we're going to come behind and this is what we're going to pray through. So I want us to stand. And this is an area where it's not easy for John to lead us in this one. So different ones of us will catch the front, we'll find ourselves at the front of the pack, and we're just going to catch what God's saying. And so as we pray, I want individuals just to come and lead out from the front, and we'll see what God is saying to us, and it will formulate how we're going to tackle this. Okay? Understood? Father God, you haven't given us a spirit of fear. You haven't given us a spirit of timidity, but you've given us a sense of power, and Lord, the authority of the Holy Ghost resting upon us and roaring from within us. And so now we ask, Father God, that you would call us to attention. You would call us to your battle. And Lord, we take this battle on, and we own this battle as our own battle. And Lord, this community will not be damaged, will not be undermined by this pitiful attack of the enemy. And we rise up and we say, Father God, by your grace, by your power, we look for healing, we look for a result, we look for victory far beyond any setback that we've currently experienced. So we pray, Father God, that you would guide us, that you would lead us in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. When the servant, the man of God, got up and went out early in the morning, with an army of horses and chariots surrounded the city. Oh no, my lord, what shall we do? "Oh no, my lord, what shall we do?" "Do not be afraid," the prophet answered. "Those that are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed, "Open his eyes, Lord, that he may see." Lord, I want to ask, Lord, that you would open John's eyes and Dawn's eyes, that they would see the vast array of army, an army around them. Lord, that as they face this battle, that, Lord, you have put brothers and sisters to stand alongside them. And, Lord, we would call out to you for your healing power to flood John's body in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that you have called us to be a community that would stand together. Lord, we would call this body together at this time to be of one heart and one mind in this issue. Lord, we would bring this thing to you and say, Lord, have your way. Lord, that you might be given glory. Lord, we see an enemy at work. We see an enemy trying to distract, to attack again on the flank, as he's tried so many times to even to take out the very head of your work. And Lord, we would call right now the your forces to make a way through. Lord, would you strengthen John right in his inner being, Lord, that nothing that happens in his body, Lord, would affect his spirit, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the strength of his spirit. Lord, I thank you for the richness of the word that you've given him, even in these recent weeks. Lord, I thank you for that. And Lord, I call more, Lord. This is a time of expansion and increase, Lord, for your work. There are new territories for us to take. Lord, there is fresh ground for us to step on together. And Lord, as we move forward together, Lord, I call those things from the heavens into being on the earth. Lord, we seek the expansion of your kingdom through this time. In the name of Jesus, blessed be your name. You are our provider. You are our healer. You are the strong man. Lord, have your way. Increase, Lord. Increase, Lord. Hear the cry of our hearts. Lord, as you've called John and Dawn to stand with so many of us through our own battles, through our own times of struggle, through our own exhausting times, Lord, we cry out to you that you would be with them, that we could be with them in this time, and we would be the strength to their arms, the strength to their soul, the strength to their spirit. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, you've prepared a table in the presence of my enemies, and my cup overflows. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Father, we wouldn't stand as those who are intimidated by the sound of the enemy, Lord, by the noises that he would make. Lord, we would stand as those who would come with a boldness and a confidence, knowing, Lord, that even in our weakness we are strong, because the Lord of Lords is with us, because the King of Kings is with us. And we would come and stand against what the enemy would seek to do at this time, Lord, and looking for victory, not just in what's happening in John and Dawn, but all the circumstances and situations where we've been battling on. Lord, that this would be a time of breakthrough, a time when your hand would come and touch and bring us strength. And as we stand and we declare that you are King, and we declare your healing, and we declare that we have authority, that John has authority, we take authority over his body at this time. We take authority authority, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that there would be a strengthening and a restoring and a turning around. And Lord, we claim that victory. We will claim that, Lord, as a symbol of what you're going to do amongst us in this community. Lord, that we would be riding out, as Neil prayed, into new territories, that we would be taking new ground under the anointing of your Spirit, under your direction, under his guidance, under his direction. Lord, we pray that you would instill a double portion on him of your power and your anointing. Lord, that his arms would be lifted high. Lord, that would reach to the heavens. That your praise should be known. There would be a declaration of your praise over what you have done in him and in his body. Thank you, Jesus, Lord.
In heavenly armor we'll enter the land, for the battle belongs to the Lord. No weapons that's fashioned against us can stand. The battle belongs to the Lord. We sing glory and honor, power and strength to the Lord. The power of darkness comes like a flood, but the battle belongs to the Lord. He's raised up a standard, the power of his blood, the battle belongs to the Lord. When your enemy presses in hard, do not fear, the battle belongs to the Lord. Take courage, my friend, your redemption is near. The battle belongs to the Lord. We sing glory and honor, power and strength to the Lord.
Oh, hail the Lamb enthroned on high. His praise shall be a battle cry. He reigns. He reigns victorious, forever glorious. His name is Jesus. He is the Lord.
What God is just already giving us, setting out how we're going to pray. And he's setting out the agenda and he's setting out what the key things are. We're going to have to stop now, but there's a number of you that are bringing stuff and we're going to capture those things as well. And it's all going to form into part of what we're saying, because we're in this for the long term. We're in this for whatever it takes. And we're going to see God be victorious in this. And straight to lunch now.